USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC announced Thursday that it will convene an emergency meeting of its advisors on June 18th to discuss rare but higher than expected reports of heart inflammation following doses of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines. Two reputed MS-13 gang members were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole Thursday in connection with the brutal 2019 murder north of Baltimore, Maryland. Hugo Chavez and Jonathan Hernandez were found guilty this week of first-degree premeditated murder and conspiracy in the July 31st stabbing death of 21-year-old Daniel Alvarado Cuellar. The Biden administration late on Thursday restored a $929 million grant for California's high-speed rail that former President Trump revoked in 2019. The parties, which also include the California High-Speed Rail Authority and the U.S. Transportation Department, agreed to restore the grant within 3 days. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get an update on the shooting at a grocery store in Florida this week. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said the shooting took place inside a public supermarket in Royal Palm Beach, which is just west of Palm Beach. The sheriff's office said they found a gun near the body of a man who they believed died of a self-inflicted wound. Sheriff's spokeswoman Terry Barber said the agency believes the deceased woman was shopping with her grandson when they were fatally shot. It's unclear what their relationship to the gunman may be. Public spokeswoman Maria Boos issued a statement saying the company couldn't confirm any details from the incident since it involved an active police investigation. She said, "Our thoughts are with those who are impacted by this tragedy. We are cooperating with the local law enforcement." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Thanks for listening and being a part of the family. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
While the Biden administration continues to not take any action against a surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas leadership is going to take action. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Abbott announced the news while discussing a slew of border initiatives, such as a $1 billion allocation for border security in the state. The Biden administration issued a proclamation that stopped border wall construction on his first day of office. Abbott didn't address the ongoing conflict between himself and the Biden administration that escalated this week after federal officials threatened to sue Texas over Abbott's order to strip certain shelters for migrant children of their state licenses. This could force the shelters, which operate under contracts with the federal government, to move the children elsewhere. The 52 state-licensed shelters rough housely 8,600 children. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services attorney Paul Rodriguez asked Texas to clarify Abbott's order and said it could violate the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause, which states that federal law overrides state laws. 2 weeks ago, Abbott deployed more than 1,000 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers and National Guard members to the border as part of Operation Lone Star, an initiative which is aimed at beefing up security at the border.
In the NHL playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knights on Thursday came back from a two-game deficit to beat the Colorado Avalanche 4-2. Next, VGK plays Montreal, with the winner of the series going to the Stanley Cup. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.